if you wear out a pair of shoes, you'd say these shoes are all
worn out.
Okay, would you ever use worn out to refer to how tired you are?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Would you use it in a sentence for me?
They're keeping it back on time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just worn out.
Okay. If you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, gosh, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
went to the hospital?
Okay, or when was it he sick?
When he got sick.
Okay. If somebody got overheated and he got chilled, his eyes, his nose started to run, you'd say he
was catching a cold, has a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, you'd say he started to get
hoarse.
Okay. If he kept going, you'd say he had a
cough.
Okay. And somebody might say, well, if we're going to go to bed, I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
Alright. And when the alarm goes off at 6 o'clock, I'll
okay. I'll get up.
But before you can get up, you have to
wake up.
Okay. You might say, so-and-so's still sleeping. You better go
wake them up.
Okay. And if the medicine was still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why aren't you moving your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
Okay. The patient might answer, well, I took some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I will some more.
Yeah, we'll take some more.
Okay. And if you can't hear anything at all, you'd say you're stone
deaf.
Okay. And if somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he really a lot.
Perspired a lot.
Okay, if you use the word sweat.
Sweated a lot.
So. Okay. What do you call a kind of sore that people get? You know, looks like a big blister. Sometimes they get on the back of their neck.
Is that a ringworm?
No, this is different. It looks like it's a blister because it, you know, comes up kind of round like that. I mean, well, sort of dome shape like this. And sometimes a doctor has to lance it to get that.
Wrong?
Yeah. And when a doctor has to lance it to get that stuff out, what do you call it, stuff?
A pus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you get a blister on your hand, what do you call the liquid that forms under the skin? Nothing?
Not far away.
Okay. You might say a bee stung me in my hand.
Swole.
Okay. What? Hard to hear you.
It's swollen.
All right. And it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay. But if it's not infected, it probably won't much.
Won't hurt much.
Okay, but if you're going to use the same word.
Swell much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a if you get a Purple Heart for getting a
wound.
Alright. okay, sometimes a wound doesn't heal clean. And it gets sort of white granular substance around the outside, and you have to cut it out or burn it out with alum. Have you heard that called anything?
Infection?
Okay, have you heard it called any kind of flesh?
Flesh.
Did I describe that right?
What they call it? Crab flesh. And that's just a made up name too, I think, but I've heard people call it crab flesh.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you got just a little cut in your finger and you go to the medicine cabinet and get out, you know, a little thing that has skull and crossbones on it, and it's sort of a reddish brown and it stinks, put it on there, what would you call that stuff?
Iodine.
Okay. Excuse me, what do they call the stuff that they used to give people as a tonic for malaria?